You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. Good evening, I'm Linda Steffen. Former U.S. Senator Robert Griffin passed away Friday in Traverse City. Today was his funeral. He was first elected to Congress in 1956 and served Michigan 17 years in Congress. He was also a justice on the state Supreme Court. IPR's Aaron Selbig was at the funeral today, and he joins me now in the studio. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Linda.
Griffin was a man of many accomplishments and had a long career in public service. What did you learn about him today at the funeral?
He certainly had many accomplishments, especially considering his background. His family grew up poor in coal mining country in southern Illinois. His father, looking for a better life, came to Detroit and worked at the Pontiac plant, and so did Robert Griffin. And just came up from there. He's the first person in his family to go to college. He went to Central Michigan University in Mount Pleasant, and college education was very important to him. All of his children are very accomplished, too.
How did he make his way to Traverse City, and when?
That was in 1950. He applied for a job to work at a law firm in Traverse City and came up there. And it's funny, his brother told a story at the funeral today that when he and his new wife, Marge, who was 8 months pregnant at the time, showed up in Traverse City, they unwittingly showed up in the middle of the National Cherry Festival. They didn't even know what that was. And back in those days, and maybe some of our listeners will remember this, they had a Keystone cops that would arrest you if you didn't have a Cherry Festival sticker on, and they would throw you in jail, and you'd have to go through the Cherry Festival court. And so that was like his first day in Traverse City. He and his wife were thrown in the Cherry Festival jail. But he stayed anyway. He stayed.
So going to Washington now, he was serving right during the time of a great amount of turmoil in his party when Nixon was forced to resign. What was his role there?
Yeah, he played a key role in the Watergate scandal and the ending chapter of that story when President Nixon resigned. Robert Griffin was a Republican. He was one of the most senior members of the Senate at that time, and he was known as a pragmatic guy. He wasn't a lightning rod kind of politician. He was known as a hardworking, pragmatic guy. But he came to the conclusion that there was really no way out for President Nixon other than to resign. So he thought long and hard about it over the weekend. And then on a Saturday, he wrote a letter to Nixon, had it delivered that afternoon. And Woodward and Bernstein, the reporters from the Washington Post that, you know, are famous for breaking open the Watergate scandal, later wrote that was a key moment, that Nixon might not have resigned if it wasn't for Robert Griffin's letter telling him that he needed to.
So who was at the funeral today? Who spoke?
It was mostly his family. It was his brothers and his sister, his sons, and they really had a lot of great stories. His son Richard told this story about in the mid 1960s when Robert Griffin was in the still in the house. They were living in near Washington D.C. and it was in the middle of the civil rights struggle, and there was a country club in their neighborhood that refused to admit an African American into the club. And Senator Frank Church, who was a Democrat from Idaho and was a friend of Robert Griffin's, ended up filing a civil rights lawsuit against this club. He lived in the neighborhood, too. And Robert Griffin joined the suit, but he did it kind of quietly on the down low. His son, Richard, who was a teenager at the time, was very excited to hear about this. He ran to his dad and said, "This is great. We need to put out a press release. You can score some political points on this issue." And Robert told him he wasn't going to do any of that.
And I said, "Dad, if you're not going to get any political benefit from this, why are you doing this?" And he looked at me and he said, "Rick, I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do." That's Bob Griffin.
You know, his sister Jan said that he was all his life a problem solver in the family. Whenever there was a problem, they would all call him or go to Robert. And when he went into politics, it was the same thing. He's kind of an old school politician, you know, that really wanted to solve his family's problems and the country's problems. And that's the story that I got from his funeral today.
Robert P. Griffin, you may recognize his name on the side of the Hall of Justice in Traverse City, a former Michigan Supreme Court Justice and U.S. Senator. Thanks so much for sharing a little bit about the funeral today, Aaron Selbig.
My pleasure, Linda. Thank you.
I'm Linda Steffen. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio.